The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 6, we're up to letter number 1859. This is dated Baruch Hashem on the 22nd day of El Toshin Beis, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. It starts with number 2 over here with Beis. The Rebbe apparently encouraged this person that he should study Chassidus, Divrei Elokim Chaim. So he's asking the Rebbe, what does the Rebbe mean? What kind of a Hasidic should he study? There is two basically sections in Hasidus. One of it discusses how we should improve in our service of Hashem. It proving the person aroused. It discusses about means to excite the person in his service of Hashem. Or, he says, there's the whole Hasidic study, there's a whole philosophy, and there's a whole teaching, and that's an intellectual study. So he's asking the Rebbe, if the Rebbe meant that he should study the section of the service, so to improve his service to Hashem. So the Rebbe says it's known in many of the talks, in the sichas of the Rebbe, our leader, talking about his father-in-law, the Rebbe's Rebbe, that the main study, in general, any study, but especially when you talk about the study of Chassidus, is the aspect of the service, to do it in the service of Hashem. But that does not mean to say that you should only study the Mamorim, which articulate the matters of service, because also in the matters which are intellectually based, you can also find over there aspects in your actually to be able to bring it out in your service. So even if you're learning a philosophical mimer, so you can find over there ways to interpret it in your service of Hashem. The Rebbe says it's impossible to give general a rule for this, because this really depends on the capabilities of each individual person, how he is in his free time. So, how much or what, mainly, we don't know, depends on the individual. But something which is equal for everybody is that you must study both. You need to study both the philosophy which are found in the teaching of Chassidus, and also the matters in the service that are in Chassidus. However, how to divide the time, how much to learn matters of Avodah, and how much to learn matters of philosophy, the Haskola, the ideas, that hinges on the essence of each individual. And for sure, the Rebbe says, when you will consult the elders of the Hasidim that know you, so they will instruct you the correct way. And then the Rebbe says another thing, that the Rebbe wants to make a sort of a declaration over here. The Rebbe says, I've written to many of the Hasidim from Nanash sometime, that in generally there has to be learning in Chassidus the two styles. We know in the Gemara, say, for example, there's two types of studies. In the yeshivas, they divide it. One is called li'iyuna, that means with intense, you do it slow, but you intensely look into the subject matter. And one is called limigras, it's called just to go over it quickly, without intensity. The Rebbe instructed to some that in Chassidus there should be both an intense study and also limigras, to cover ground, at least to know in a general way the general concept of Chassidus. So this style of learning, of doing it like quickly, the Rebbe says that does not conflict. It's not a contradiction to that which is explained in many places, that in Chassidus we don't like externality. Medafnish Zankin Chitzen should not be just something is done external. Bechlal, which means that by Chabad demands internalizing things, especially when you're learning Chassidus. It almost seems like when you're saying just learn it quickly, that seems like an external act. It's not so much, you can't internalize, you don't know the material so well. But the Rebbe says no, that's not a contradiction, because also when you're learning in a way of quickly going over the material, it should not be in an external way. Even while you're going up, you should internalize what you're learning. But this would be, the Rebbe gives an example, like we learn the Chumash, or Torah Shebiksav, anyder. And the same thing is in the Hasidic philosophy. The Tanya is the Torah Shebiksav of Hasidus. So the Rebbe says, it doesn't matter if you're the greatest among the great, you don't really understand, you can't really understand fully the meaning. You don't understand the Chumash exactly what it means, and can't understand exactly, can't think, oh, I'm such a Chochem, I can really understand what the Alter Rebbe writes in the Tanya also. And on the other hand, somebody who is the smallest amongst the smallest can at least get something of the very simple meaning. So basically it means that we all realize that it's beyond, and we can only get, so therefore, reviewing and reciting and getting familiarity, even though it's not going to be intense and really absorbing the material in a very full way, it still needs to be done, and it needs to be done in an internalize it. Now, he asked the question number three, the Rebbe responds. He asked, he studies with his students, he learns with them Chumash, with Rashi's commentary. But he doesn't follow the weekly portion. Can he fulfill with this the set shiur, what's been instituted by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, to learn every day Chumash with Rashi? But he's not studying the Parsha. He's just learning some other Chumash. Can that make up for that study? So the Rebbe says, no, that's not so. Because when you study the weekly portion, that fits the saying of the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe said, you have to live with the time. You have to live with the portion of the reading of the Torah. The Rebbe references also in a sicha that he spoke. And therefore, the Rebbe says, in the Luach HaDayom Yom, that at the time has been looked over, checked over by the previous Rebbe, every day you have the shiur of the portion of the week that you need to learn on that day. So that means that specifically every day you got to learn that portion of Chumash. You can't fulfill it by learning something else. And point number four, the Rebbe says, I did receive your Pidyon Nefesh, your note, the Pidyon Nefesh, and without a vowel neder, I will read it on the resting place, on the tzion of my father-in-law in an auspicious time. And the Rebbe concludes that for the new year that is upon us, and an old yidden for the good, I am expressing my blessing to you and your family. It should be a blessing of Ksivach Sema Toiva, Ashana Toiva Mesuka, physically and spiritually with blessing. This last line of this, the Rebbe, is basically a copy from each letter. The Rebbe, these last two lines, blessing them with Ksivach Sema Toiva, it's basically the same language as the Rebbe was blessing the people before the new year. So here, the Rebbe says, basically, in this letter, he wanted to know, when the Rebbe says to learn Chassidus, does the Rebbe mean the Chassidic portion that inspires for service? And the Rebbe says, well, you got to study both. However, exactly how to divide the time, even though notwithstanding the fact that the previous Rebbe said that the previous Rebbe's instruction was the main thing is to bring about the service of Hashem, but yet you can find, even in the philosophical parts of Chassidus, you could find some inspiration over there to bring it down into a bechein, into actuality. And the Rebbe says, even when I said to other people that they should learn things in a sort of shallow in a superficial way, quickly to cover ground, that doesn't mean to be that we should externality, because Chassidus demands internalization, not just on the surface, not being shallow. Chassidus wants us to be deep. However, the Rebbe says we have to know, even when we talk about deep, it's not how deep can we go. In certain areas, we can never go so deep. And basically, it almost seems like the Tanya you should learn just to go through the Tanya, even if you can't, you know, and it's, you're almost not going to be able to really fully understand it. That's like the Torah she picks up. And also, the Rebbe tells him that you have to learn the Chumash of the week. Can't just learn Chumash with Rashi. That does not satisfy the shiur, what the preacher of the instituted, to learn a portion of Chumash, because this is what the Alter Rebbe says, you have to live with the times. And then eventually the Rebbe says he received his pidyon and he will read it on the resting place of the Rebbe and with blessing and success from the Torah.